It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We've got a full studio with us today. First of all, Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell is in the studio with us. And Chuck, good morning.
Hey.
What do you guys have coming up?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Yeah, well, we got a lot going on. Just got our football players back, which they're working hard. We got about 22 kids in the gym right now working. It's really good. The kids are working hard. We've been had a couple of days of good hard practice. We're actually going down to Fredonia tonight to practice for the for Saturday night's game we're taking all the team and our manager so they can actually just walk around and see the gym, and because a lot of them won't go, but I think it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, going to be a fun night on Saturday. And Presley Lamb from Fredonia First Baptist Church is with us, and he is one of the organizers of the Big Havoc at the Hive. And Presley, kind of tell us how that came about.
Well, I thought you got an old gym and you got a lot of history, you know, so you might as well, you know, bring that to light. And a lot of our, you know, high schoolers and even younger than high school, you know, have never heard of Francis, or at least Francis, yeah, High School. And it's always a good thing to remind people that, you know, your granddad, when they played basketball, you know, there was a Francis High School that played some good basketball then too, and same way at Fredonia. And so it's just a blessing to be able to bring the history back to life, and hopefully, you know, your younger folks will start to appreciate, hey, they did play some basketball back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's just good to kind of bring people together in that way.
Appreciate you guys coming in. And also with us this morning is Tori Hammett, organizer of the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. And Tori, that thing is closing in on us too. After we get done with Havoc at the Hive, it's, you know, straightforward to the Hoops Classic.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a great event Saturday to kick off the year. Give those two teams an opportunity to scrimmage together against each other. They're both going to be real competitive, I think, playing each other. But yeah, we come right out of that into the beginning of the season, which I know there's some excitement about that. Coach Chuck's, you know, leading the team now for the boys, and Coach David with the ladies, and just be fun to see what it looks like with them at the helm too, and then heading into what's going to be a tough schedule, leading all the way into playing at the West Kentucky Hoops Classic in, yeah, December, kind of in between the middle of the season. So we're looking really forward to it. Got seven states represented, so it's going to be a fun event. I've had people asking about it already, so I think there's some excitement generating. So appreciate you letting us come talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I've already looked at the weather forecast several times, and they say warmer than normal temperatures through the end of December.
That's a amen. We don't need no more polar freezes.
No. Chuck, get back to the Havoc at the Hive. You know, that's something that I think some of us wanted to see for a long time. It's kind of a throwback game, and for whatever reason, this time around, everything just kind of fell into place.
Well, you know, I think you and I were actually talking last summer about something like this that could happen, and we just kind of kept following through with it. And I'm a big fan of these gyms, old gyms. I love playing in them. Love playing at the Butler. We got a throwback game there as well. But I mean, and when this opportunity came to fruition, we just wanted to. The boys were so excited. And then the uniforms we got the other day, they were really pumped, yeah, about that, you know. So they're excited about this, and I am too, because I love the small gyms. I love the old gyms. It just brings out the crowd is right down on top of you, and, you know, you got to really concentrate and focus. I think it's going to be an exciting time.
Well, how do you guys kind of approach – it's a scrimmage, but how do you guys approach it?
Yeah, I've talked to Matt, Coach Felix, a couple times about, you know, if there's anything, you know, special or different he want to do, and he said no, we'll just treat it like a game. So I guess we're just going to play four quarters, and just like a regular game. You know, we got some new rules. I think that there's going to be four or five officials there, and they're going to alternate in and out, and you know, try to get the boys used to the new rules.
Yeah. Presley, it kind of worked out great with Matt being down at Crittenden County now to pull this off.
Yeah, there's so many storylines, you know, behind the scenes. It's going to be neat. And, you know, one of the things Matt and Earl and Coley, all three of them, you know, it's kind of hard for them to coach against, you know, Fredonia, mm-hmm, you know. And so that's the cool part. And it's hard for us to root against the Freilichs and the Rogers. Yeah. And like I say, it's just kind of one of those things. It's I think everybody's going to be excited, but it's going to be one of those things that you're not really against anybody. You're just kind of glad to be there and glad to be a part of it and excited for both teams. And I think the boys are going to look back on it probably 20 years from now and think, man, we got to play in a pretty cool game. It was one of the neat things, and that's what we hope. And even the ones that got to watch it, it's going to be different than really – it's going to be one of those things where Granddad can explain it. This is, this is what it used to be, back years ago. So intense.
Matt and I were talking. We're just going to, we got to get some things done because it is a scrimmage. So we're going to work on some things, and we're going to play, and we're going to get after it. But I think playing in the smaller gym, we're going down talking about where the lines are on the gym and what's a half court and what's going to be a violation. So it's going to be a really neat time.
Well, you can get down the floor really quickly.
Yeah, that's
fast.
It's a little smaller.
I mean, 10%, 15%.
Because in the corners, you can't grab a size 12 and shoot a three in the corner.
Yeah,
because you'd be out of bounds.
Cade said you'd get your feet if you wear 11 size 11. You might be able to get your feet in there
in
the corner.
That's what Ryan told me too.
Ryan's pretty close. It's pretty close. Three.
And that's his shot.
That's part of it.
You'd be surprised how much faster the game is because you're down the court in no time, especially as high school kids.
I like what you said though. When you get to our age, things become nostalgic.
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting here thinking that they will drive. There will be some that hang around this area that will drive their kid by there and tell them about this night.
Yeah,
they will. They will do that, and it's just they can't. Like, they just don't see it right now.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they know it's
going to
be fun.
Sure.
But they can't really process that it's a really cool event that they'll
share
for years and they'll tell their kids. And, man, it's great. It's great.
It is exciting. We're thankful for everybody.
Yeah, like we said before, the only downside, if there is one, is it is a small old gym, so you can only get so many people in there.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'll just be everybody that's got tickets, and there's not going to be any tickets at the door. We pretty much – maxed out the tickets, but I'll tell the ones that have tickets, and we've tried to share this, that if you're sitting on the first couple of rows, especially, you better not be on your phone because you may catch a basketball right upside the nug, and
on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You better be paying attention, or a player for that matter. I mean, somebody trying to save a ball or something, they're going to be in the first couple of rows, so you're in the game. There's no bad seat in there. It's everybody's real close to
that's really
to
what
the
I
action.
Like about
I know me
you know,
too
I love that
it's great.
It's great,
but there will be some items for everybody who has a ticket to kind of remember the night with.
Absolutely. There's going to be all kinds of giveaways between each quarter, halftime, before the game, after the game. We'll be recognizing the alumni, of course, and some cool stuff, and everybody that comes that has a ticket, we'll get a collector's towel. It's got the Havoc at the Hive, both teams, and little basketballs, and we'll be throwing T-shirts out for free. Of course, you can get T-shirts at the Athletic Center or the Banner. Both of them made T-shirts. If you want a T-shirt, you can contact them. And then, of course, the ticket. You get a collector's program. It's pretty neat. It's got a lot of history in it. It talks about Francis and Fredonia and old newspaper clippings and stories and articles that were written. It's just pretty neat. So it's going to be something. It even left a page in the old programs years ago. They had a blank page in them for autographs.
Yeah.
So there's a blank page in the program so the kids can sign the – there's even a blank page for photos. So you can kind of keep that going down the road and put some photos and get some autographs to the players if you want to after the game. So we hope – like I say, I anticipate a lot of people hanging around after the game is over with just to kind of hang with the players and – tell them they appreciate them. And again, I think the players, it's going to be a different atmosphere, I think, than what they're accustomed to.
Yeah. And you guys are going to recognize some of the former players from Fredonia during the game.
Yeah, we'll be, like I say, everybody will stand up. And matter of fact, there is a reception. If you are an alumni of Francis or Fredonia, you can get in at 6, and there's a reception, just a simple reception for you all to catch up. There'll be some, yearbooks back all the way back to the 50s. That way you can kind of walk through the building if you want to and look at the shadow boxes and the old memorabilia and things like that and just catch up with each other. There'll be a room with coffee and, desserts for the alumni. That way they get in 30 minutes before everybody else. They can kind of look around before everybody gets in there. So I think it'd be a good time for them.
Yeah.
And we're talking lots of basketball this morning. Havoc at the Hive is coming up on Saturday night at the Fredonia Gym, and the West Kentucky Hoops Classic on the way next month out here at the Cab. We'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people, and getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com. At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family. Because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances. Because you're like family, and family is everything.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Sues Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Tri-Sues in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY, talking basketball this morning. Chuck Mitchell, Torrey Hammett, Presley Lamb all in the studio with us, and Havoc at the Hive is coming up on Saturday night at the Fredonia Gym. Game time is 7 o'clock, and Presley, I guess a lot of people might want to know, how did we come up with Fredonia and Francis as the two teams that would be playing?
They were big rivals back in the day, you know, in the 40s. You know, 30s and 40s, it was actually pretty easy to find newspaper clippings, you know, and they'll be in the program, the souvenir program that you get when you get there, but there's newspaper clippings, you know, Fredonia edges out, you know, Francis.
Yeah.
And I think Pam with the Heritage Society, they were responsible for the program. They did a great job. And they had three where Francis won and three where Fredonia won.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And it was just pretty neat that the headlines, you know, Fredonia stings, you know, Francis, yeah. You know, 32 to 20, you know, or something. It was just neat. And like I say, especially if you like that kind of thing, you know, I love that stuff. And so it's I'm excited about it. I'm ready for it to get here, to be honest. That way all the work's done and we can just enjoy the game have a big time. So it's, there wasn't no, you know, strategy when it come to the who was going to be chosen for the, and it was just kind of, well, they're probably the one of the closest, you know, they're 6 miles away.
Oh my.
So Francis and Fredonia was kind of the natural Natural choice.
Well, and Chuck, I know you're kind of a historian. Both schools certainly had their moments back in the day. Fredonia was a 1954 second region champion, and for Francis, George Hart played there, and when he graduated, he was the all-time leading scorer in the nation. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the information coming from back in the day. It's just so incredible. I'm from Lawrence County, Kentucky, and we're a big football school, but we had some really great basketball dating back. I got to play in the middle school gym, which was the high school gym at that time, and we moved into the new gym when I was a freshman in high school. And you know, we have a lot of tradition in football and basketball and in baseball, of course, but it's just when being here, I've met so many people and been in some of these old gyms. And when I went to Hopkins Central's middle school one time, we had to play there because the rain had gotten leaked on the high school gym. We played in that, and we seen all those banners, Todd, and we talk all the time about the banners that they put in that the old schools used to exist. And I just think that's so cool that they remember those schools, you know.
Yeah, that was the South Hopkins High School back in the day. So, yeah, we used to go over there and play. So.
Yeah, I love that gym. I mean, you know, we got to win over there. Just saying.
It's neat.
You know, talking about Francis and George Hart, he was recruited pretty heavily. Kentucky was in on him at one point, and I think Coach Rupp thought he shot too much, so he passed on him. But the guy scored like 2,600 points, and this was in the 1940s.
Oh, wow. Two-pointers.
Two-pointers. Yeah. No three-point shot.
Yeah, no three-point shot at that point. So I think Francis made the second region championship game three straight years with George Hart.
What position? What did he play?
He was a guard.
A guard?
Guard, yeah. They made it three straight years. They lost to Madisonville every year, and Madisonville had a kid named Frank Ramsey, if you know that name. Went on to start UK, was a seven-time NBA champion with the Boston Celtics. So, there was some pretty good basketball
That's
back
some
in the
history,
day.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
But yeah, sometimes you think the small schools back in the day didn't win anything or were just small schools, but no, you look around the county. Farmersville had district championships, and Friendship, Cobb, those schools. Fredonia was always successful. So, Presley, I think it's fun that we can go back and look at some of those things. And
it's pretty neat, really.
Sometimes it's kind of fun to think of who can we do next. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking.
I've had no telling how many messages about who wants to be, who's going to be the next one. So
you know, you watch. We've all seen this movie, I'm sure, several times. Like I've seen it a ton. But you watch Hoosiers, and it makes you think, man. I wish I could get in that atmosphere. You know, I'll never get to be in that atmosphere, and that is the atmosphere that'll be played out in live on Saturday night. So be a Jimmy Chitwood-esque out there seeing on that small floor with that packed crowd in that old gym. So it's super cool. Yeah.
But the small schools could actually compete at one point. You know, back in the 30s and 40s, Dawson Springs was a state runner-up one year. Tulu down in Crittenden County was a state runner-up one time.
Really?
So there was a point where the smaller schools, if they had a couple of big guys, a special class come through, they could actually play with the bigger schools.
Yeah,
so it's a little tougher now.
They wasn't thinking about consolidating like they are now.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the communities were invested in these little – I mean, the whole community. You know, if they needed something, you got farmers and parents and everybody, they just went and made it happen. You know, it was just a different time, you know, in some ways better, some ways worse, but it was different nonetheless. And you know, just like Fredonia, I mean, people are passionate even still now, the ones that went, you know, to Fredonia. And same way with, you know, Marion and, you know, Tulu. And you still, when you listen to somebody talk about those old schools, that you can still, you can see that there's
bubbles
still
up in them, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. There's still something in them that,
you know,
loves that
you
school.
You talk about Hoosiers. I'm one of my favorite all-time movies. But you see them going on an away game, and all the town is right behind them.
It's a caravan.
It's a convoy. And, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere. Yeah. You're right.
That's Sorry. Right. That's right.
That Dean Ackridge, one of my biggest regrets is that he can't see this. But one of the books he told me to read, I think it's called The Year That Cuba Ruled Kentucky, about their state championship run. And when you read that book, you know, they talk about the caravan that's going. They're driving in their 50 Chevrolets and Fords, and
so cool.
Somebody's breaking down, and they got to stop it. this little diner, you know, to eat. So it's cool. just that kind of stuff right there is just nostalgic for sure.
Well, and it's not just Fredonia, though. People probably don't realize now, but Princeton, Butler, and Caldwell County, for about a decade, played their home games at Fredonia because there was no other gym available.
So. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Like I say, there's so many, you know, sides. We could sit here and talk about this thing for days and not cover all the nostalgic stories and backstories, side story, connections, who's got connected to this particular area, this particular school. But that's the beauty of it. You know,
so I'm not from here, so I don't know a lot of that history. But is there a handful of folks that will be able to enjoy this that have played there or that are alive today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's several from Fredonia because it didn't consolidate until, you know, 72.
Yeah.
Not as many from Francis. Matter of fact, I don't know if there's any that actually played for Francis, but I know there's several families that, like their dad or granddad. Matter of fact, somebody stopped by the gym, I can't remember, Tuesday, and just out of the blue, we were just working there, getting things cleaned up and ready. And he just stopped, this older gentleman, and he stopped and he said, "Hey, I hear there's a game." He said, "Where did you find all these old players?" I said, "No, the old players aren't playing." You know, and he laughed. And I said, "It's the high school teams are going to be playing." And he said, "Well, my dad, you know, played for Francis."
Wow.
Or coached. I can't remember what it was now, but. And he just out of the blue, he said, "Well, give me one of those tickets." You know, he was just thankfully we still had one.
Man, yeah, that's good.
And if there is no other stories, it'd be worth it just for those old guys to.
Yes, sir.
Because they're, you know, like I say, we see them as just old, but they were the dudes, you know, back in the day. You know,
if I could go back to Farmington High School in Corinth, Mississippi, and see where my dad played,
yeah, be sweet. Yeah. And like I say, I went to Lowe's. You know, I'm not from the area either. Yeah. But, of course, Lowe's was a big basketball school, you know, too, back in the day. It's not even a school at all now. But, you know, I think about, you know, if they were having a throwback game at Lowe's, I'd be there.
Yeah,
you'd
be there.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be there. And just for the memories and, you know, and like I say, even when I walk in Fredonia, all those schools were about this, built about the same.
Yeah, right.
And, it still makes me nostalgic, you know, when I walk in Fredonia. That's the reason we love it so much.
You know, we played a school called Tollsboro High School. I don't know if you heard of that. It's on the river and down there in northern Kentucky, northeastern Kentucky.
Chris Harrison?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Very good. Wow. Anyway, wow.
Rain Man when it comes
to my goodness. How in the world?
I remember Chris Harrison.
That is something. That's great. But anyway, we were playing, and it was like a smaller gym, and the fans on one side would yell over at the other side, and they would yell at the other. I mean, it was just like Hoosiers. It's that in the late 70s. Yeah. That was one of my best experiences in high school basketball, playing in that small gym. Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Very good.
He led the state in scoring,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
The Fredonia gym, one thing we know about it, Presley, is it's going to be loud.
Yes. It will be. And you can't really explain it. It's like the kids practice. They thought it was loud just practicing in there with the whistle, you know, the coach and coach yelling and things like that. I said, "You ain't seen anything yet." I mean, it's just loud. That's the only thing I can say. And when you add, you know, the basketball, the fans, the music, and it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be one of a kind experience, I think. And I'm excited for the kids, to be honest, just to see them.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little selfish. I can't wait for me. I love being in those small gyms. I love it.
Just coming in, honestly, it's just going to be, you know, I'm excited to watch people just, you know, filing in, which we had some big events there, but not a basketball game.
Yeah.
And for this area, basketball is king, at least – In that day, you know, basketball was king. A lot of these folks that, you know, basketball was where everybody went back in the day.
When is what's going on in the
world? Yeah, if there was a basketball game, everybody was there.
Yeah.
And so that's cool.
Chuck, you mentioned the games we got to play over at South Hopkins. I think the South Hopkins gym is a little like the Fredonia gym.
It is. It's cut up just about like it. Yeah, I agree. And that when I walked in that gym, I was fired up because those kind of gyms just get me excited because the people right down on you a little bit may have to take your stools out on the court to talk to the team.
Yeah, that's exciting. When you're talking in the huddle, that whole row right there is going to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking basketball this morning. Chuck Mitchell, Tori Hammett, Presley Lamb, all in the studio with us. Havoc at the Hive is coming up on Saturday in Fredonia, and we'll have it for you here on WPKY and a live video stream at WPKYonline.com as well. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, overnight low, 56 degrees. By this afternoon, still a slight chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny skies, high of 64. Thursday night, rain likely, especially after midnight. Cloudy skies low around 43, and then Friday, rain still likely, and especially early in the morning. Cloudy skies will give way to mostly sunny, high of just 56. Northeast breezes could be as high as 10 to 15 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 56 by this afternoon, partly sunny, 64 degrees.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricios.com. That's Tricios.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Coach Chuck Mitchell had to get back to the school, so Tori Hammett is still here with us, and Presley Lamb also with us. The Havoc at the Hive coming up on Saturday at the Fredonia Gym, and again, we'll have that for you here on WPKY. And Tori, though, you have a lineup ready for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, and that's coming up in December. And like I said, kind of joked earlier that we've got good weather this year, so now we need is 14 really good games.
Yeah, man, I've become a little nervous about. Never thought that would happen, that we would lose one. But last year's polar freeze was terrible because we had a crazy lineup. But I think we might have a touch better one this year. I keep saying it's the best one. You know, who knows until you play, but it's a good one. I know that. It's a real good one. You know, we got the seven states represented, got the four ladies games, and then we'll have all the guys games after that. So, I mean, you know, we have Kentucky, Alabama, Indiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas. So that's the seven states. So, man, there's some really good kids coming in here to play that I think people will be excited to see. You know, you never know about the matchups because you're always, you know, I just look at what I know about the teams and think, you know, you got some sizes, you got some guard matchups, you got some D1 matchups. How's that going to look? And, man, we've been incredibly fortunate to have some incredible matchups.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, some crazy overtime matchups. Yeah. And this year, again, you know, I put Pinson Valley, Alabama, which if you've been to the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, you should remember Pinson Valley because they've had two of our best three games ever. And on a sad note, they had a guard that passed away on the court a couple months ago in practice, which is really bad. He was kind of a mid-major guard, but just tough for them to do that. But they've rallied back together and had a lot of people come around and support them. So we have them playing. You know, I asked him about it. I said, tell me, you know, after we talked about that loss and stuff, I said, tell me what you think. And he said, I think we'll rally around it and be better for it. And while we will miss him. But they've got a D1 Power 5 kid that on their team with another mid-major guard. So we have put them against Ben Davis, Indiana, which Ben Davis finished 16th in the country nationally last year. and they've got a guard going to Northwestern D1 Power 5. So that matchup, you know, we look for that to be good. But the team, I'm interested to see all of them, of course. But you know, because I'm talking to them and trying to get them to come here, I learn more about the teams than people probably will ever know just by coming to the tournament. But like, there's a team called Maul Mill Arkansas, and I kind of slipped into them because I was trying to get a different Arkansas team and didn't work out. And I said, "What? Tell me a couple teams I should reach out to since I can't get you." And he mentioned Maul Mill, so I called Maul Mill, and took them a little while, and then they finally did it. But in the midst of that, researching them, they've got what I believe will be this kid, he's already like fourth. He'll be the number one kid in the nation 2026. So he's coming in as a sophomore to us. But he has every offer. Not every offer, but you name top elite tier college basketball schools, he's going to have a handful of them already offered, and he's got 30, 40 offers. But he blew up this year in AAU. He's a 6'7 guard, Jacob Lanier. I don't know if I can get them next year. I'm going to try to double book them, but they may be so good that we just can't get them. So people need to make sure they don't miss Maul Mill. Well, all the event, but Maul Mill Arkansas is playing at 8:00 on December 21st, and then they're playing Knoxville Catholic, Tennessee, but then at 8:00 they're playing both the 8:00 games. 8:00 December 22nd they're playing Ben Davis, Indiana. So
you got them in the main event both.
Yeah, they're 8:00 both nights. Yeah, because I just think, I mean, they've got another kid, a 6'8 kid that's he's easing into his D1 start. You know, it's two sophomores. That's what the two sophomores, and then another kid that's going to play mid major. But I think when it's all said and done, they're going to have two Power 5 D1 kids that we're going to get to see as sophomores. So, man, don't want to miss them. But, you know, I mean, the lineup's great. We got Caldwell playing December 21st at 2:00. They're going to play the afternoon game with Heritage Christian. So that'll be a Kentucky-on-Kentucky matchup. We saw that last year. We get to see that again. So that's good for them to both, you know, have that game. And then we appreciate Heritage coming up for just one game. And then December 22nd, Friday night, Caldwell is in one of the prime times against Miller Career Academy in Missouri. And that's that will require everything they got. Everything Caldwell's got will be required of them night. So, because that's a little bit of a stretch for them. But, you know, we've talked about it. Coach Chug and I have talked about it. Coach Daniel Kukahiko and I have talked about it. Whatever it is about that event and them seeing their opponent makes them rise up. They've not won all their games. They've won some, but they haven't won them all. But Caldwell has always raised the bar in that game because they have to, because they're going to be playing elite talent. I mean, this team's out of St. Louis. We've had them here before.
They were here last year, right?
Yeah, they were here last year. They're highly athletic. I think he's going to be a touchdown, just a little touch off of some of the team. He's not going to have the big kid that was so dominant last year because he graduated. But they're going to be athletic, and it'll require us to put out. Which, I think this event, teams like these kind of events because they get to kind of see what they got against another high quality team, and it's a teaching thing for them, a learning thing for them, and they can use it for the back half of their year. They can use it. So a lot of these matchups will be state tournament level matchups, and that's what they're looking for.
Well, I'm amazed every year that you're able to attract those kind of teams to come to Princeton, Kentucky. Do you have to explain where Princeton is?
And yeah.
What do you dangle out there to kind of get them to come?
Well, I think kind of like with Presley and the Havoc at the Hive, kind of like the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, kind of like anything. If you're not into it, because everything requires a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a cheerleader, and I like it, like I love basketball. I love the recruiting. Like, I love recruiting. And so I don't call them in fear. Like, I call them thinking, I'm gonna get this team. I'm gonna get this team. So I just work it, man. I just work the you know, it would be work if I didn't enjoy it. But I just call them and talk them through it. You know, we've been blessed to have a pretty good reputation. You know, we've had a few really big schools. You know, we had that team out of Oklahoma. They were referred to us, but a lot of times I'll call and ask, you know, hey, we're West Kentucky Hoops Classic. You know, you've probably heard of us, and they're like, oh yeah, we know about that. So, you know, just start talking them through it. You know, I talk them through what we do for them here. You know, Brother Harrell and HR Ministries puts on the breakfast for them on Friday morning, which is a killer breakfast with a great speaking engagement. Ken Freeman's going to speak this year on choices and trying just to be motivational with your behavior and, you know, just choices make people and people make choices. So just speaking to the kids about life in general and trying to build them up and help them be more aware of what kind of decisions they make in their life and how it can help them spring forward or help them fall backwards related to their basketball mm-hmm. career, because a lot of these kids are going to play a lot more basketball. So that's a nice event. So we try to just be very hospitable and give them great hospitality. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a key. So we give them the small community atmosphere, but it gets them in here, gets them away from, you know, there's some tournaments they could go to, and a lot of them have, and a lot of them will, but there's a lot going on at that tournament. You know, there's things they're required to do here, they're at the beach. Mm-hmm. So here, you know, we've had some coaches tell us that it's kind of nice to come here, have nothing to do but them and their team, mm-hmm. and they just focus together on them and their team, play their games, and spend the rest of that time together hanging out. So that, and then probably the key component is, while it is a fundraiser for Caldwell County High School athletics, without the community and the people that get involved. I mean, right now there's some kids from both the boys and the girls that are out asking businesses to be MVP sponsors, mm-hmm. Reaching out for lower level sponsors. But, you know, it takes the whole community to put something like this on. Fortunately for Caldwell and Princeton and surrounding communities around us, we have a lot of businesses that are supporters of a lot of different things, and you know, those that see the benefit in this get involved in this. So we have 14 games, which means we're going to give an MVP to each player off each team each time. So we have 28 MVP sponsors, and that's a $250 sponsorship. They can be on the court to take the picture after the game with the two players, and you know, there's always a loser there and a winner, but it still seems to work out good. They both get their award. They both played hard, and these games on these people's schedule aren't critical to their success for the year. They're playing for a state championship. Mm-hmm. These games give them the opportunity to play some elite talent. So they all want to win, but they're not required to win to leave here happy. You know, they get to see what they got. So the 28 MVP sponsors, you know, we've never really had any trouble getting those, so we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
But we do spend a chunk of money. I mean, we're probably into the $10,000-$11,000 range by the time we put them in hotels and, you know, feed them a couple meals. And then, of course, the Joseph Storch Ben HR Ministries handles that meal. That's an expensive meal because there's a lot of giveaways and gifts in that. But, again, that's the hospitality we give them. The kids, most every kid leaves with some form of a gift or some gift card, and then they'll leave with a good news message that'll maybe impact their life in a positive way. And, you know, I'm not sure they always think when they're coming to that breakfast that, man, it's just early, I wish I wouldn't go on. But I think they've always left going, man, I got something out of that, which is the only reason we do it.
And the Hoops Classic this year, December 21st and 22nd, right?
That's it. December 21st, Thursday. December 22nd, Friday. 11 o'clock starting the first game. 8 o'clock ending the next game. 7 games in the middle of that. Can't beat it.
Always busy, but always a lot of fun.
No doubt. Goes too fast.
We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll be back with more after this. Stay with us as we continue talking basketball here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Shop for insurance with ease at Goodwin Insurance, where we do the shopping for you. Experience real customer service from our local team. Over the past 35 years, Goodwin Insurance has been offering great rates and exceptional service. Try Goodwin today.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 56 degrees, increasing cloud cover by this afternoon. Still a slight chance for rainfall, partly sunny skies, high of 64. Thursday night, rain likely, especially after midnight. Cloudy skies, low around 43 as temperatures bottom out. And then on Friday, rain still likely, especially early in the morning. Gradually mostly sunny with a high of just 56. But back to right now, an overnight low of 56 by this afternoon. Partly sunny, 64 degrees.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farmall tractors. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you, Case IH Farmall. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, you name it, we have the tractor for you. Stop by and see us at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to our sales team about the limited-time financing offer you don't want to miss.
While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We are talking basketball. Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell was with us earlier. Torrey Hammett is still with us, and Presley Lamb still with us on the Sideline Report this morning. And, of course, big basketball news coming up this weekend on Sunday. Travis Perry will announce his decision down at Lyon County on his choice of a college, and anybody have any inside information? I don't. People keep asking me, and the Perrys have kept that pretty close to the vest, so I think we're all just going to be in for a surprise on Sunday.
Yeah, what a fine young man Travis is, and he's been very professional and disciplined in this. I know out there I feel like he's just out there doing his research and focusing in on what would be a great fit for him and for his future. And while around here, there's some county rivals and games and stuff like that. But I've heard kids from opposing teams say, man, he's such a really good kid. I mean, he's a great basketball player, but he's an even better young man. So everybody should be really excited in our community for Travis Perry, and whatever he does, he's going to be a success. It's going to be a blessing to whatever team he gets involved with. They'll be blessed because they got a player like him, and they won't have a kid that puts out and plays harder than him. And I think he's going to be really successful. I think he's going to be a great player at that elite level. He's going to help teams. You know, he's not rated at the level he's rated at for no reason, and he's not the most efficient player in 2024 for no reason. So he makes players around him better. I think folks have seen that at his success in AAU and Lyon County. So man, I'm all behind whatever decision he makes, and hope it's a great one.
Yeah, Travis is already the state's all-time leading scorer. You know, he's the odds-on favorite to be Mr. Basketball this season. His final five are Alabama, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Cincinnati, and Western Kentucky. So one of those five schools is going to be really happy come Sunday afternoon, and four are not going to be quite as happy, but that's the way recruiting goes sometimes. So.
Yeah.
2 o'clock Sunday.
He'd make a great Rebel, Todd.
Yeah, I was going to give you a chance to throw in a plug there.
I'll say hotty toddy. I'm pulling for Ole Miss, of course, but I do mean what I said. Travis is a good young man, so he's going to make a great decision wherever it is. They'll be good.
I don't think you can go wrong with any of those schools. Those are all good.
That's right.
Coming up Saturday night for us, we've got Havoc at the Hive at the Fredonia Gym, and Presley, once again, kind of tell us what the plan is for Saturday night.
Saturday night, get there. The doors will open to the general public at 6:30, and I would suggest getting there at 6:30 because it's, again, you know, it's going to be jam packed, there's no assigned seats. You know, no saving seats.
Yeah.
You know, don't get there and say, hey, these 10 are saved. No,
first come, first serve,
as far as the seats go. And so the doors open at 6:30. The alumni are welcome to come at 6. There'll be a little reception for them. They can kind of tour the school and talk to the, you know, players. The players will be warming up during that time too, a little bit. So there'll be some things going on, but don't get there at 6 thinking you're getting in unless you're an alumni or a player, no matter who you are. That's what I said. I'd buy tickets for me and my daughter and my wife. So there's no I've had a few saying they wanted tickets. So I had to buy my own tickets. Yeah. That's how important the seats are. So it's going to be exciting, and we're excited. The game starts at 7, and we're going to recognize alumni. We're going to have stories from some of the alumni, and there's going to be giveaways, lots of giveaways. Free stuff. There's going to be half court shot, you know, for the kids. Free throw shot for the kids, and so it's going to be a fun night for everybody. So I would suggest getting there, eat at Copper Top, you know, before the game, and get there at 6:30, and be ready for a unusual, exciting, you know, nostalgic evening of basketball. Yeah.
Well, the uniforms look outstanding, and we've got one of the towels in here, and those things look great. You mentioned T-shirts, so everybody's going to have a chance to leave with something.
Everybody will leave with several things. The souvenir towel, the little basketballs, it's half yellow and half red with the logos on them. The ticket itself is a souvenir. And then you have the program, which has a lot of history in it. Of course, you got the rosters in there as well. hopefully you'll stay and get some of the autographs from some of the kids, photos. You know, it's just I think it's going to be a great night, and you'll leave with plenty of things to remember the game by, and not just the memories. And of course, it's live streamed on WPKY, so don't forget that. Those that can't be there, I've already had some people from Omaha and Arizona that have told me that they're going to be watching. So
no doubt.
That's exciting too.
And there's really no telling how far the tentacles of the history of that sprinkle. You know it's nationwide, man. Yeah. It's nationwide. It really is.
Yeah, and like I said, it's unusual. You know, it's one of the gym floor itself is nostalgic to me. It's one of the original. That's the original floor, and it's still in such great shape. And that's why we're so protective of it. You know, it's because it's the building is so unusual nowadays. It's getting fewer and fewer. Buildings like that, so we're pretty protective of it. But the good thing about it is we have a lot of modern conveniences in there now, with the new basketball goals and scoreboards and sound system and some air movers and things like that. So it's going to be packed, but we'll be as comfortable as we can be.
Yeah,
it's not there for comfort. It's there for basketball.
There for a basketball game. I'm kind of glad they're doing it the way they're doing it, too. Like when my son came home and told me, because I'd asked him, like, what do you think it's going to be like? And he said, well, I hear we're just going to play. You know, we're going to play a game. So it's a lot of times exhibitions are, we'll do 5 minutes of this. Yeah. And, you know, we work on this. We won't do offense for five straight series or whatever. So while they could maybe break into some of that, I don't think that was the plan. Chuck acted like they're just going
to
play.
That's a testament to both coaches, too.
Yeah.
They want to make it, you know, good for the people that are watching it as well. Yeah. They've been great
that'd be good.
To deal with. And both coaches are excited about it. As well, and that always makes it better when everybody's on board with what we want to see, you know, what the fans want to watch, and like I say, I'm excited for the kids to be honest as well, you know, because they may not even realize how important this game was to so many people until they start getting some stories after the game's over with.
Yeah, they won't they'll get it though. They will get
they will get
it.
They will get sometime in the future they'll get it.
Well, and we haven't even really mentioned that the two teams that are going to play each other are. You know, the Rockets and the Tigers, and those are longtime rivals too.
Yeah,
no doubt. They've had some heated games through the years, it's kind of cool. And you know, it is because it's a fun event. It's kind of good too that you know again, kind of like the Hoops Classic. You know, somebody, I'm sure both the key sets of kids are going to want to win, but really, it's a building block for what they're fixing to do. That's really going to count in the season. So you know, somebody leave there maybe with a less number on the scoreboard because you're keeping score, but it'd be good for both teams to get that opportunity to play each other and build off of that for the next 2 weeks to get ready for that first game.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Appreciate everyone coming in and talking basketball. Again, Havoc at the Hive is coming up Saturday. Presley, anything else on Havoc?
No, we're just thankful for all the sponsors, all the people that made it happen, everybody that's talked about it, including you and everybody at the radio station. And just thankful that to have a full house and excited to get it rolling.
Yeah, Tori, anything else on the Hoops Classic?
I don't think so. We'll maybe get back together again 1st of December, and we'll go back over everything specifically.
All right, good deal. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Tori Hammond and Presley Lamb. Also appreciate Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for coming in and being on the show this morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.